Welcome back to the We Are T1D podcast, and we're joined today by Maria.
Hello.
Who you may know from the wins and struggles, always getting involved, so now we can put a voice to the name.
Hi, everybody.
Don't worry if you're nervous, Maria.
I am fucking nervous.
Yeah, don't worry if you're nervous, honestly. We won't bite.
No, we won't. So, Maria, how long have you been type 1 diabetic?
So, I always have a struggle counting the years, but because I was diagnosed 2 years after my son was born. So, my son was born in 2005. And I am now, I hate maths, I am now 39.
Do you want to share your diagnosis story? How you found out, all the signs you got?
There was a time when I said to my mom, I've been vomiting like all day. I feel so sick. I can't keep anything down. I can't keep water down. And she said, she's a nurse. She said to me, go to A&E. Get yourself checked out. It's not right. Okay. I went in there. This doctor said to me, can you breathe? Can you blow me blow me your breath? I went, what? That's crazy. So he said, when I did that, he said, you've got like a fruity breath. I think you're in diabetic ketoacidosis. We need to put you on the bed, basically. So I've got that, what they call a ketotic breath.
Yeah.
And so ill, not had any food for like a couple of days or 3 days, something like that. So I was not in a good way. They put me on an insulin drip. He put me on some on other drips as well, just to keep me hydrated. I think I stayed for like 3 days. And then on my last day, this senior nurse came up to me and taught me how to put together my insulin pen. I used to have a Lantus. You had to put the cartridge in and it fucks up. What you do with that? Like this mini crash course how to put it together and put a needle in and actually inject myself.
Yeah, that's wow. I remember getting that done as well. It was on like the second day I was in the hospital and did exactly the same as you. I didn't have to put the pen together because it was just a full pen already with the liquid in it like we have today, but I had the same thing. Like the senior nurse had to come in, sat me down, gave me all this paperwork and this and that. And it was just like, wow, what the fuck?
Yeah. Send you home with a goodie bag full of drugs.
Oh,
see you in a month. No, not really. It doesn't happen like that. Not in the perfect world. Jesus.
Where did they teach you to inject your first injection?
In the tummy.
Oh, they taught you in the stomach. See, mine was my arm.
No, see, I got taught my belly as well. They was telling me to do my Lantus in my stomach whilst I was actually in the hospital. It was only until the last day when the endo come and saw me to basically discharge me. He said, do your Lantus in your thighs.
Oh, maybe mine was my age though, because I was 10.
Most kids do it in their arms, don't they?
I don't know, mate. I haven't actually met many diabetic kids.
No,
thankfully.
I only know, as I say, because my mum's a nurse and she deals with the children at school. So if they're not on a pump, then 9 times out of 10, I think their injections are in the back of their arms.
Oh, okay.
It's very awkward, though, doing it in the arms. Like, I'm contorting myself to...
Yeah, it's bad enough putting a sensor on.
I've never done it in my arm. I need to do it soon because sooner or later my belly is just going to get ruined with needles.
Yeah, mine's got little wild bits here and there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find somewhere else to put them.
So what do you do for work, Maria?
Well, I'm a healthcare assistant.
Ah, how is that with diabetes?
So I've been doing this, how long have I been in the NHS? Well, it's the longest job I've had, really. I don't know anything else.
Yeah.
So I work with nurses, so I'm their dog's body. I'm the slave. So I basically do everything except for the meds. I've done 13 years in renal ward, so we deal with kidney failure, dialysis patients, and then I'm in my second year in dialysis unit now, so I'm settling in. I barely know what I'm doing now, so yeah, still.
No, fair play to you. I couldn't work in a place like that, so hats off to you.
Yeah, shift work is shit.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I can imagine.
I've done shift work over the airport when I was 18, I think. I've done it for 3 years, and it was the most stressful 3 years of my life. I think I had no sleep.
Did you have to do like rotations, like into nights and days?
Yeah, I was doing, so I had to do two earlies, two lates, and then I had 2 days off. So it was, I think the early started at 5 a.m. and then I finished at 2. And then the lates would start at either 2 or 3, I can't remember. And they would go on till about 12 o'clock at night, probably longer.
Oh, that's late.
And then, yeah, as I say, it was then the 2 days off. But because it was only like a 6 day rotation, you had to wait like 6 weeks to get a Saturday and Sunday off together.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was long. And that included Christmas Day, Boxing Day. If your shift landed, because it's the airport, obviously the airport don't sleep, you're going to work. That's it, simple.
All right. Yeah, this is the first time I'm having Sundays off because the unit is off. It's not open on Saturday. So everyone has to get off on Sunday.
So you actually do get a chilled out day then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You're off today as well, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. This is my fifth day off. It just so happened that I had the weekend off last week, and then this week I've got these 3 days off, and then I'm on for three. So yeah, it's not been too bad, really.
No,
there was a fear early in the week, thinking, "Oh my God, if I'm working on a day shift today, then I have to ask my manager, can I go home early so I can run home and get settled?"
No, don't do that. We work around you. Don't cancel your work for us. We're two idiots. Don't lose any money
very
for us.
Important.
I really appreciate your dedication anyway, Marie.
Yeah, that is.
But I would, I'm learning to use the diabetes card nowadays. You know how powerful the diabetes card could be.
I use it at least 3 times a day. Oh. It's there. Milk it. Why not? Everyone else would.
No, my funny story. I went to see the my occupational health nurse like last year. There's about a team of them. And this one is a type 1 diabetic. He had the Libre sensor, and it was a summer's day, and it was really hot. And he had he had scrubs, and I could see his Libre. Oh, you're type 1 like me. She went, oh. Yeah. So yeah, they sort of know me, that I will pop up now and then under their radar because of like a Sharps incident. I've stabbed myself with something that I shouldn't have. A little accident. Like that.
Whoopsie.
I know. Yeah. That was the last one. No, I haven't stabbed myself. Recently. Not recently.
That is good.
I've done that the other week. You know, I don't know whether you lot do it. When you go to inject, you screw, obviously, your needle onto your pen. You take the first cap off, and then I always bite the needle cap off with my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, you do your injection. Well, I don't know what happened. I bit the cap off. I got distracted somehow. And then I went to bite the cap off again. But, obviously, the cap's off. So
yeah, you stabbed your lip.
Oh, straight in the lip with a needle. It fucking woke me up, I'll tell you that.
I've done that probably 100 times, Jack.
it's sore, isn't it?
Yeah, it hurts.
It does hurt. Even, I think Zoe was there. She just went, I was like, ah. Oh. She's like, looks like, what have you done? And she just went, did you just stab yourself in the lip with your needle? Like, yeah. She just looks at me like, you fucking, you're an idiot. Yeah, I know.
Supposed to do it in your belly.
I'm trying to give myself some cheap lip fillers. Come on, let me off.
Full of insulin. Oh, it's one of the most expensive liquids in the world.
It does lips too now.
All right, what we got?
Oh, I hear a snack. Who's got a snack?
It's always Jack.
Yeah, huh? That's, I'm not actually eating. I was just trying to tidy up my desk because I had my dinner before we started recording. So there's just yogurt pots and plates everywhere. Oh, wow. I'm 9 going straight up. So, I've got that totally wrong. I'm actually going to turn my alarm off quickly just so it doesn't go off.
Shalom.
Shalom. That's cracked me up for a full minute today.
It went off today at work. People were just staring at me. I was like, shalom.
I'll bet you they were. Do you know how popular that show is as well? You know, at least one person that's surrounding you knows exactly where that's come from as well.
Well, I went to Callum. I said, I'm 3.6. I still ain't cleared it.
Just wanted to keep going, Elf.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Talking of hypos, what kind of hypos do you get, Maria? Are you, what kind?
What symptoms?
Yeah, are you like Jack or are you like me?
Michael goes actually hyper when he's hypo. Like, he's a weirdo. He starts getting all overexcited and does not stop talking. But me, on the other hand, as soon as I go below 4, I would probably just sit in a corner staring at a wall for a good half an hour before I come back into range.
Oh, I go silent. Because my best friend at work, she's a nurse. And she looks at me and goes, Maria, you look sweaty. You don't look right. What's your sugars? And I look at her and go, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. Just leave me alone. And then I go, yeah. I look at my watch and go, oh, shit, yeah. So now I'm in
the corner. Okay. It's really good that people know the signs.
Yeah. She used to work in a diabetes ward, so she's pretty clued up.
Oh, I should hope she does know then, to be fair. Yeah.
See, again, Michael, this is the second guest we've had on and they don't go hyper.
I'm yet to find someone that has lows like me.
I actually want to find someone like you. Because I know it sounds so wrong and it is so bad for your health, but I love you when you're hypo because you're so funny.
You know, everyone does.
Don't you think that our hypos can vary, like each episode could be so different?
Yeah, that's pretty true actually.
Literally every single one is, it's never the same.
No, my hypers are always the same. My like low hypers, shall I say. I'm always stupid and funny and silly. But I get two types of hypos. That's what's weird about me. I get that one where you, like you guys, where you just mong out. Do you get angry? Do you guys get angry?
Yeah, I get really uppity. Oh, I'm fine. I'm okay. Just leave me alone.
And then
I realize, yeah, I'm actually fucked. So
yeah,
I usually just shout at the cat.
Why are you picking on the cat?
Because if I shout at my wife, she shouts back.
Fair enough. Just pick on the poor defenseless kitten.
Yeah, well, the only thing he's gonna do is
what's meow. It will shout back one
he,
day
he does, trust me. And he fucking bit me toes this morning.
Oh, retaliation.
4 a.m. got a ginger cat hanging off me big toe.
Not many people can say that, Jack.
No, see.
You mentioned a watch. You check your sugars on your watch. Are you?
Yeah.
What sensor do you have then?
I've got a Dexcom one.
Oh, your Dexcom. Okay.
Yeah. So I have been told when I went to the training, this Dexcom lady that did the training with us. So they brought out this Dexcom one to match the market of Freestyle Libre.
Mm.
Because it's just like, it's not special. It's just like the bare bones of Dexcom G6. But it's a lot dumber than it is.
It's dumber.
Yeah. It's so simple. It's not, because the G6 is, it's like you can pair it to an insulin pump. Whereas this one, no, you can't. You can't even follow my readings as opposed to a G6. Mm. So it's so simple versus a G6.
Oh, really? So like your partner can't even see your sugars?
No, I don't want to know. And wow. Anyway. It's fine. Yeah. The mutual understanding.
Oh, I love that.
I deal with it.
I love that. That's brilliant.
He wouldn't know what to do anyway, so I'll have to do it myself.
Oh, that's wicked.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's wicked. Have you ever had a Libre sensor, or have you always been on Dexcoms?
I did go on the Libre, but I was self-funding for like 4 or 5 months. I was buying my own sensors through the website. So that was £50 a pop.
That was it. Every 2 weeks, yeah, £50, yeah.
And before that, I had to go on a waiting list because there's so much demand for it. I waited for a while. I can't remember how long, but I had to wait for that confirmation email that I've made it to their list of, you know, they can supply me with the sensors.
Oh, wow. Even if you're paying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. But there's so much demand for it.
See, that's strange, because I got put onto the Libras literally straight away. They didn't even tell me anything about a Dexcom. It was, there you go, there's your Libre sensors.
Yeah. I mean, I think this Dexcom one is fairly new. When I was put on it mid last year, they were saying, oh, we're having problems ordering it in other parts of the country, blah, blah, blah. And I had problems trying to get it at first because the pharmacy didn't know what it was. And I thought, well, the sensor's gone now. You know, I've got nothing. I've got one Libre in my cupboard. I'm going to have to use that. So it took a while for them to be in circulation properly. So it was pretty new at the time. And then, it's all good now. Just because I think it's like a, you know, because it's so new, they had it's like a teething problem.
Yeah.
It's mad how fast and quick technology changes and all that.
Mm. Yeah, that's mad.
Do you remember when they used to have the two alcohol swabs in, and then they'd taken it out. They stopped them supplying them.
What, swabs?
Yeah.
With the sensor?
Freestyle Libre.
I never got one.
No, I never knew they'd done that.
No, they did. Oh, lads, they did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they used to supply two in each kit. That's why when they announced it, that we're going to stop supplying you with the alcohol swab. I said, oh my God, there was like a big uproar in the diabetes.
I think I saw that actually, yeah.
And I still buy my own. It's not really a problem. It's like, it's very cheap on Amazon. But now I have patients who, I advocate at work as well. I've got a lot of type 1s as patients.
Mm.
And they come up to me, they say, why is my Libra keep falling off? I have to ask them these things. Do you use an alcohol wipe? No. Well, you have to use an alcohol wipe, so you have to dry the skin up, so your adhesive's gonna work.
Yeah.
Of course, it's gonna fall off.
Yeah.
Oh my god. No, sometimes you know I love my job. Don't get me wrong, but like you know, I just want them to listen.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's any job though. People just don't listen.
I think it helps as well that I knew that there was two swabs that was in that kit to start off with, and it helped with the adhesive.
Wait, there was a swab in my first one.
Two.
Well, no, might have been two.
Yeah.
I remember now because I remember that because I started it during COVID, I think. So I had to do it online.
Yeah.
Through a Zoom meeting.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
The Dexcom G7 comes with an overpatch. And I'm sure that comes with an alcohol app as well.
Oh, lovely.
Remember, we got the free trials, didn't we, mate?
Yeah, see, I didn't like it. The fact they have to give you a patch makes me think it's going to fall off.
Yeah.
See, on its own, the Dexcom, for me, it's very, I can't take it off. You know, it's very strong, you know. I've never had a problem with it.
I've never had a Libra fall off. I've knocked it and I had to take it off, but not properly fallen off.
I've had one come a bit loose at one edge, but that was after like a heavy gym session and there was a lot of sweat involved. So that's obviously what made it go.
Yeah.
Or you didn't swab your arm properly, Jack.
I might not have done. I think it was when I was like, quite new to everything. So I might not have done. Might not have even done it at all. Who knows?
Ooh. Putting it on your elbow again.
Yeah.
Yo, what is your average, bruv? What's mine? Mine's 8.3.
Oh, lovely.
It's green. Oh my god. My high is a 30%.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, shit phone. There we go. Average glucose is, I'm 7.
No, you're not in the 7s, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Now, wow.
I know.
That's mad.
No, 8.7.
Oh, we're nearly the same.
That's good. You're still in the green.
Yeah, you're green.
You're green.
Green, you know what I mean. Ah, you're the odd one out this week, Jack.
Yeah, I am.
And you've been ill. Actually, no, you've been ill as well, so that's brilliant.
I've not been, yeah. No, I don't like changing my Traceba as well. I refuse to change the doses because I know you.
Is that morning and night or just one?
No, just once a night. Well, nightly. Yeah. I told that to my consultant recently. Well, it's not a consultant, it's a registrar, just below the consultant. So yeah. I never saw a consultant. And that was a good meeting as well, because I remember her. I used to work with her. She was in my ward as a junior doctor. Now she's gone up in the world.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Small world. Yeah. She said to her, oh, you've done really well. Numbers are good. What is it? I'm still not happy with myself, but hey.
No, you gotta be proud of yourself.
Be like me, clap yourself for everything.
Yeah, the little sea lion. You gotta be a sea lion, that's it.
I try. I really do try, but you know, as you guys well know, you know, we go through the ropes. It's, you know, ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and we still show up. We're there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is it. Every day.
Yeah. Yeah, we might not actually be there mentally, but we're still there.
Oh, don't bring mentally into it because I'm not.
The next three questions, Maria, are ones that we are going to be bringing in for every single guest that we have on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to jump straight in with the first one and say, if you wasn't diabetic, what is your go-to three-course meal?
Yeah, with pudding too. Don't forget pudding.
Oh, three-course meal.
Anything you wanted to.
Oh, this is hard.
I know. We tried doing it a couple of days ago and me and Michael struggled to answer it.
Oh. So my starter would be, with food, I'm so funny sometimes because, like, if I'm going out, I'm one of those people that I like comfort. I know, I want what I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to be happy by the end of it.
Yeah.
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 Whatever gets me there, that's me. But I go to McDonald's, I know what I want. And then my husband would go, do you want anything else? No, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Do you know what? I am exactly the same. I am exactly the same.
I'm definitely not.
I've got a set meal from KFC. I've got a set meal from McDonald's. I've got a set order from Nando's. Every time I go to them places, I get exactly the same thing.
Brilliant. It's a hard question, guys. It's really hard. But it could be from anywhere. It could be anything then.
Yeah, literally anything, just anything you'd fancy for a starter and then a main and then any pudding.
Oh, God. I want, for a starter, I want spring rolls.
Ooh. From my
starter. It could be from anywhere.
That's good.
That brings joy, so much joy.
What's in the spring rolls, though? Is it meat or veg?
I want meat. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom makes banging spring rolls. Could be from her.
Mm,
definitely.
Nice. My mouth's gone wet.
Yeah. Do you know what? That is a really good starter, actually. So your starter is mum's spring rolls.
Mum's spring rolls, yes. Perfect. Very special. I love you, mum.
Perfect. Shout out, mum.
So my main would be, you know what? Roast lamb.
Ooh.
Leg of lamb in mint gravy.
Ooh.
With new potatoes and mixed veg.
Oh,
nice.
That's me.
Oh,
that's so nice.
I don't mind if it's from a boil in a bag. I don't care as long as it's warm.
You know what? The boil in the, do not underestimate a boil in a bag.
I really minted like
leg
them.
Of lamb. They are so, so good.
I know. Was that? I think Asda ones are so nice. I think it used to be like a fiver for two or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what the trick is with them? You cook it however they do it, like boil it up in the sauce. You take it out, cut it up, put it in a roasting tin and just put it in the oven on a high gas for 10 minutes and it just gives it that little char on the outside.
Whoa. Now you're talking.
Mm.
Oh, you done it before, Jack.
Oh, yeah, a few times.
Nice. I'm
quite partial to a minted leg of lamb. You really hit the spot with that one.
Brilliant.
I love lamb.
I love lamb.
I love lamb.
Take my money.
All right, guys, finish the podcast. I'm just going down Asda. All right, see you, boy.
Now, this is where it got me when me and Mike were trying to work it out. What pudding?
Mm. You know what? On my wedding day, we ordered a cheesecake from, I think it's called London Cheesecake Company. It's the Oreo one. We ordered a three-tier cheesecake, and it was delicious.
Oh wow!
Just one slice for me. That's it.
Yeah, cheesecake is actually my favorite dessert. I love cheesecake.
That is, I'm going to let everyone into a secret. It's my least favorite dessert.
No! Jack,
yeah, I'm not a cheesecakey guy. I'll eat the Oreos all day, but the cheesecake, nah, you can get. If you swap the cream cheese filling for a bit of like Greek yogurt or something, I'm there all day.
Yeah, but it's creamy and buttery.
Greek yogurt over a cheesecake? You're weird, mate.
Yeah, well, the same like a biscuit base and then the topping, but just have some like good old proper thick Greek yogurt in there instead of a horrible bit of cheese.
You make it boring.
No, but what he's going to do, he's going to get about 6 different nuts, put it in on this yogurt, and then he's going to get biscuits, crumble them on too.
Yeah.
And then he might even get chocolate sprinkles and put them on top.
There's some strawberries. You know me. Anything I've got in the cupboard, it goes in the bowl.
You made yourself a lot of work there, Jack.
I know. He don't keep it simple, does he?
Don't forget to weigh.
Oh, I'll weigh everything. Don't worry.
Oh, bless you.
That's a good question, actually. Maria, are you a weigher? Do you weigh your food?
No.
Yes. Actually, I shouldn't say
I'm
yes,
a witch.
But...
No. I look at food and go, yeah.
Well, guesstimator.
There's a lot of factors. When I have my insulin pen in one hand, I'm just about to eat. I look at my food and there's a lot of questions like, what am I doing later? Am I going to go for a long walk? Am I going to be sitting down for a long time? Am I going to have a nap later? Or, you know, like, am I going to be active or not? Or if I'm high, what am I going to do? I'm like, you know, a lot of decisions and that numbers, how many units you're going to give yourself. So I'm not very proud of it. I don't like my scales because I'm borderline like making myself feel like, oh my God, I'm a drug dealer. I've only just managed to... When I got my scales, I've only just managed to learn how to take off the weight of the plate, and that took me ages.
Oh
my God!
The little T button.
Yeah,
there's a T button. You push a T button. No, I just put the plate on, then turn it on.
Oh, you can do that, yeah.
Oh, you've got a special T button, have you?
Yeah, it tears it back to the beginning. Every scale's got a tear button.
Have they?
Yeah.
See, yeah. I don't know. I don't use my scales that much.
Mine are permanently on the fucking kitchen counter.
It's great practice, but it's really not for me.
Do you know what? That's the thing. That's what I think. Like, everyone, because I'm so, well, I was only diagnosed just over a year ago, so I'm still sort of like new to everything. Like, I've done that since day one because I convinced myself that's what I had to do. So now to me, it's just a reflex. I do it automatically without even thinking. But for other people, obviously like yourselves and Michael, that haven't done it for so many years, you're going to look at someone and go, how the fuck are you doing that for? Don't need to do that.
The only time I really measure stuff is if I'm baking a cake.
Oh yeah, you don't want to punch that up there, really.
Yeah. I made me own bread the other day.
Oh, your finger loaf.
It was fucking terrible. Tasted nice, but it was just so small.
Dear.
Michael's lost it.
Do you guys share food?
Share?
Yeah. You know when you have a plate, and then you know when you when your wives go, oh, can I have a bit of that?
Oh no!
I take her dinner and then eat that.
Ah,
she shares her.
I'm reluctant to share.
I'd even before I was diabetic, you are not eating my food. It's mine.
It depends if I really like it. If it's crap, oh yeah, have some.
bit Trust me, big arguments have been caused by people taking food off my plate in my lifetime. You touch a nerve when you do that to me. My food is very important.
And now all you have to say is, I injected for that.
Exactly. And there you go. That's the first diabetes card of the day.
Don't take 5 grams off my plate.
That's too much.
I'm going to have to add more ketchup.
Oh, my God. Oh. You and your ketchup.
I love it. I'll put it on everything. Brilliant. I'll put it on everything. If it ain't got gravy on, it's got ketchup.
We won't do that again. You looked so sad.
Thank you, because I honestly was so distraught that week. I was having withdrawal symptoms.
There's other condiments, Jack.
Don't like any other condiments.
No, you said you like barbecue.
A barbecue sauce is nice. It's just very, very sugary and very carby.
Yeah, it's the highest.
I even get the ketchup I get is less sugar and less salt.
Where'd you get your ketchup from?
Tesco. Heinz, 50% less sugar and salt.
Wait, you buy Heinz ketchup?
Yeah, I
didn't realize you was rich.
I will not eat any other ketchup.
Oh my God. When you're in a calf, you get a fry up.
Yeah.
Do you use their sauce? Or do you have, you probably have your ketchup in your bag, don't you?
No, I have sachets of it when I'm at work in the van. I've always got sachets of ketchup in the van. I nick them from the garages. But no, if I go to, there's only one calf that I go to on the weekends and they have Heinz ketchup. And I know it's Heinz because I can taste it.
You're so sad.
I'm not sad. I'm a man who knows what he lacks, and that's what I'm gonna get.
Fair enough.
Brilliant.
So no, I do love mayonnaise. So
yes, you kind of agree. Do you have a certain mayonnaise, or do you just eat any old shit?
Any but calf. Calf mayonnaise is weird.
So you're fussy. It's just the same as me.
No, I have it, but I don't like it as much.
Yeah, I'll have shit ketchup, but it's fucking disgusting. We always end up arguing about ketchup.
But it's more because you weighed it.
I'm trying to get a sponsorship from Heinz.
Good luck, mate.
I want to get a year's supply of ketchup.
Heinz means beans. It don't mean ketchup.
I've got them too.
What advice would you give to anyone newly diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
I'm going to say it's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard.
Mm.
But if I can do it, you can do it too. It's going to be shit. It's going to be awful. But for every problem, there's a solution. And, you know.
Well, love that.
You know, we've got a lovely community now that would happily give out advice. And, you know, everybody's lovely. And,
yeah.
Like, you know, we're very lucky with social media. And, yeah, you know, we are not alone anymore. You know, we're at the age now that we can reach out to other people who are on the same boat. And, yeah.
I love that. We're not alone anymore.
Yeah, it used to be very isolating, isn't it? Wasn't it?
So isolating.
Because everybody's normal around you, especially like when you were diagnosed, Mike, when you were in school, like you probably felt like, oh God, you know, I've got this, I've got to give myself an injection now. So,
yeah,
you know,
you
felt really weird. But like, you know, as someone like me right now, I don't know a lot of type 1s. In my area, but I know they're out there somewhere.
You know what's quite funny? When I was at school, I actually found out that two people in my school were also type 1.
Really? We just never talked.
So I'll talk to them now.
That would have been a perfect opportunity, wouldn't it?
That's what I mean. It's crazy because even they were hiding it away.
Mm. Well, that's crazy because that's just because you hid it so much that you even didn't realize another type 1 diabetic was type 1 diabetic.
I think one was 1 year above me and one was 1 year below me.
That's crazy.
Oh gosh. And we we've always been surrounded by normal people, like, you know, they don't
pancreas people.
Pancreas people. You know, nothing wrong with them.
I'm gonna trademark that saying.
Yeah. Do a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Give yourself a lot of grace, definitely. Like, you know, it's gonna be a long road, but you know, everything you need is at hand. It's available. It's readily available. Whatever you need.
Yeah.
Every information as well. Like, you know, the internet is amazing. And you can just Google, you know, stuff and, you know, download books and all the tools there.
Have you ever seen a diabetes comic that was made for kids?
Captain Lantis. I think so. I follow.
I'll follow one of them as well, and I'm sure it's called Captain Lantis.
No, this is Type 1 Origins, it's called.
Oh, no. Must follow that.
It's actually really good. It teaches you about hypos and accepting.
Is that the one you showed me when I was still in the hospital, wasn't it? You used that as some reading material for you.
Yeah, no, because it is good. Yeah. But no one knows about it, so I thought I'd actually... Because there's one about ketones, and then it's like a bit of a series. It's actually really good. And it's free. You can read it online.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, reading's really good. Have you got any special shout-outs you want to give to anyone while you're on it, Muriel? Anyone that you feel needs that little thank you? Or
Everyone has been amazing. Like, you know, we got to give credit to the whole of the diabetes online community. And, you know, it's everyone, really.
That's brilliant.
Amazing.
That's wicked. We'll give a round of applause for that. Wicked.
Whoop, whoop.
So yeah, that about wraps it up today.
Thank you.
I think we've covered everything we want to. Have you covered everything you wanted to get off your chest?
What, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect then. Well, massive, massive, massive thank you, Maria.
We honestly really appreciate it.
And we appreciate your support as well, because you have been with us from day one. And that is why we wanted to get you on, because we really just wanted to get to know you a bit better.
Oh, yeah.
And to thank you personally as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, thank you for your support. Thanks for everything you do. And yeah, it's been really, really nice having you on. And yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Honestly, you deserve all the credit. You really do. This is hard work, man. Honestly,
you've got to look into the background scenes now. what we have to go through on a weekly basis.
Pleasure. But you know, you're always growing. So, and you can see it.
Yeah,
you can see it for yourself.
Thank you.
And you really do deserve it. You do. You really do. You put all the effort in. Of course, it's going to grow.
Yeah. Thank you. If anyone wants to follow you, what's your social media?
So my handle is Type 1 Maria Greenwood @. Why did I say @?
I don't know. You give an email?
No, I've been dealing with emails all D1D _ Maria Greenwood. That's me. Sorry. It's late. Okay.
Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah, so if anyone wants to follow Maria, there you go. Add it up as T1D _ Maria Greenwood. And as always, if you want to keep up to date with anything of the podcast, it is @ We Are T1D on all socials. And yeah, that's it. Thank you very much for listening this week, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed this as much as what we have. And yeah, again, big thank you to Maria. And
thank you. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
It's been lovely.
For having me.
Anything else we want to add, Mike?
Yeah, leave a review.
Yeah, we want reviews.
Yeah, then you Apple people, we need reviews.
Yeah, so please leave reviews if you don't mind. It would be fantastic. or even just a rating. We got to just click the little stars just next to where you're listening. Just one little click.
We're still 5-star rated. It's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone that has been supporting, and thank you to everyone that continues to support us. And if you, yeah, keep sharing, keep following. We've got big things coming.
Have we?
Yeah, of course we
merch.
Have.
Merch. I want merch.
Oh, you want merch?
I told you, Michael.
Hell yeah.
Maria, I've been going on at this guy about letting me do merchandise for months now, and he won't have it.
What kind of merch would
take
you like?
Take my money. Mugs, keychains, t-shirts, baseball caps, socks. I don't know.
Socks. I never thought about we could do our own diabetic socks, Mike.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We've got to make it happen.
We are T1 feet.
If we are T1 feet. yes. Oh, that is wicked. That
amount
is
of times I got told I'm going to lose my feet. That's actually quite good.
It's a classic, though. It's ridiculous. Of course it's going to scare you to shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God.
You're going to lose your feet. You're going to go blind. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. I'm pushing that button.